Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This show is a Phonic Media production.
Today on the podcast, we were going to let Hayley start the show this week, but she doesn't actually know how to do it, even though we're 12 episodes in. We're talking today all about the power of taking some mother flipping action. Ooh! What were you thinking?
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend. That's, you reckon that's going to be a tagline,
yeah,
now,
hey,
you?
Friend. I'm going to get a t-shirt made with
line
hey, friend.
Line of merch. Considering
which
we have to.
No one will buy. Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to make it.
Time well spent. Time well spent. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
Thank you. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today on the podcast, as I mentioned before, we're talking about taking action because we're a fucking mare, guys. Well, you're not having a mare.
I'm not.
You're smashing it, bruv.
I am taking full on action.
I'm having a mare.
You're
I don't know what day of the week
meltdown.
It is. I'm having a fucking meltdown. I'm getting anxiousness.
I know.
Went
and
out
you
this morning.
Tell me that that's not a thing, but you wake up this morning, you're like, I feel anxious.
Yeah, I went out for a little walk. I thought, do you know what? I like to go out for a walk, a little half five walk. Listen to the birds. I didn't take my phone with me because I was like, if I take my phone, I'm just going to stare at it the whole time. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to, it sounds like really wafty, right? But if you have got nothing else to listen to, you start listening
to your brain.
No, but you do. You start listening to your inner talk and it was just nothing but fucking negative.
Yeah.
Whole 45 minute walk. It's just, it's like going for a walk with your worst enemy.
Wow.
She's like, morning, you piece of shit. Let's go for a walk. You piece of shit. Your wife hates you. You piece of shit. You're a bad dad. You're a piece of shit. Your business is shit. You piece of shit. Everyone at work hates you. You piece of shit.
Oh,
that's what I'm walking around going.
That makes me feel sad.
Don't get fucking pathetic about it.
Not in that way. Just in a.
Did you see opportunistic James? I was like, sympathy shag. Hello.
Oh my God,
now
she
we're talking.
My arm.
She touched my arm. Bone con. Anyway, about that. But yeah, anyway, we'll talk about that. Maybe we'll cover that. Maybe we won't cover it. Maybe I'll make it to the end of this podcast. Maybe I'll storm off.
But
here
that
she comes.
Is why we were talking about taking action, because we try and come up with a theme each week and we try and link it into what we're going through. And you may have, if you listen, you may have heard that, you know, last month I was having a bit of a meltdown. I just felt really out of line.
I felt out of alignment.
I wasn't in flow. And I've done some tweaking in my business. I sat down and I really thought about what parts of my business do I really love? Like, what do I feel is like my zone that I'm in? And I feel like I'm a genius sort of thing. And then what parts of it do I not quite like? And why is that? And it honestly, it hit me like black and white of like the things that I'm enjoying.
How does black and white hit you?
I don't know. What's the saying? What am I saying?
I don't know.
It was like black and white.
It was
black and white.
It's black and white.
It's black and white. It did not hit me like black and white. It just was black and white. So there was an area where I could delegate to get me out of those sections that I didn't enjoy. And then I created a package which is in line with what I was doing, like helping.
Fucking hell, here we go. Sales pitch, guys.
Hey,
this podcast is sponsored by Orange Lamb. If you need branding, designing, or just helping with your overall organic content, get in touch with Orange Lamb. info@orangelamb.co.uk.
Thanks.
Get in touch today. Fucking sales pitch.
Anyway,
go on.
That's not what I was saying, but it's about taking action, I realised, I identified that I wasn't feeling aligned. So I thought about what would my clients actually need, and I came up with an offering to help them with their content, which is much more aligned with what I enjoy.
Yes.
And I sold like two within 24 hours.
Now, I'm taking the piss, but this has actually been really impressive to watch, because as you talked about there, and sometimes if you hear like flow, you're in flow state, people are like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? But there is definitely something to that.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think either consciously or subconsciously, if something's not quite right, you hold yourself back.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I've been doing it in the last couple of months, probably the last fucking 2 years. Ever since I met you, I've been holding myself back from what I can actually achieve.
Years,
for the last 16 years.
You've just been held back.
Held back. In shackles. Shackled by... I'm a shackles. Love slave. Shackled. Shackled like a love slave.
If
you want to shackle me like a love slave,
you wish
I
you
am
were in shackles like a love slave.
That was stomach. That wasn't what the noise I thought it was going to be. Anyway, but as soon as you got a line, and this is really interesting. So you had an offering for clients.
Yes.
But it was taking up so much of your cognitive space, so much of your time.
Yeah.
And... of the time you were spending, so little of it was in your zone of genius, which is helping people to consistently communicate their message. Fucking hell. Am I doing a sales pitch for you here now? But that's the bit you're brilliant at. But then you end up spending all the time doing like written copy, which you're okay at, and the posting, which anybody can do. But your zone of genius bit is actually taking the content that they've got, the idea in their brain,
the
strategy behind fucking hell. The strategy behind it, and then going on and deploy it.
Deploy, I like that word. Deploy.
Yeah, but that's the bit of genius that you really operate in. But again, when you looked at it, you were spending so much of your time doing it, the other bits of it, which of course you still have to. Someone's got to write the caption, someone's got to write the copy, someone's got to do the posting of it. To make social media, organic social media work, that has got to happen.
But also,
but it doesn't mean that you have to do it.
And I'm not saying like in the future things might change, but I realise as well, like, that is such a good point you said. Like, I think so many of us get bogged down in, find ourselves in a position that we don't want to be in. And like, don't get me wrong, this isn't about, oh, suddenly like jacking in your job because you realise, oh, wow, that's not your zone genius and you don't actually want to do it. It's not about that. But it's like within your business, we all get to those points where you go, I just don't feel quite aligned. I just don't feel quite as happy. I'm not enjoying it as much. And it could be the case of it stopping you taking action because, like you said, you're not feeling 100% passionate about what you're doing, why you're doing it, and where it's going. So I kind of tweaked knowing that when I'm taking the responsibility of people, say marketing, for example, it wasn't sitting quite right because I'm not a marketeer, but I am very good at getting people's message put out there. Does that make
sense?
There's
a difference between brand and marketing. Yeah. You help them with their brand.
Yeah, and their strategy.
And their brand positioning,
that
not
kind of
the
thing.
Marketing.
So then I've switched it where I've basically gone, well, rather than just doing that, why not empower clients to become their own content machine? And through what I know, I'll teach them. And then we've become this kind of little team where
you'll make
I
the
do,
assets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I
so
do,
you do
the
your
strategy,
zone genius,
the assets. And it's been fantastic. And I feel like...
So what happened as soon as you made that decision?
I made this decision with James. I said, I'm not feeling right. And I said, I've got this offering. What do you think? He said, I think that's a really good idea. I got an inquiry through LinkedIn, like an actual... like a submitted proposal. This person,
yeah, you've never seen that before.
Wants you to quote for this work, and I read it, and it was like this lady already had all of her branding, all of her website, etc. She needed help putting it out there online.
But before, sorry, just to cut over there to make sure it's understood by people who are listening. But your overall offering before, your big offering, was that you did all of it. So you did the branding, the strategy, the website. So they could only work with you. It's like $4,500. So they could only work with you if they need the whole thing. But there's so many people out there that need support, but they've already got their brand. They've already got their website.
Then I had a package that was like doing the kind of content, but also helping them write it and schedule it, etc.
Yeah.
But then there's this other market of people that want to be doing their own content because
they should
the
be.
Best person at writing
of course,
it, you know.
Yeah.
But when they sit down and write it, they know what they're writing, but they're not very good at going, oh, what am I going to actually focus on for, like, say, the month ahead? So that's what it is.
I reckon 80%, if not more, 90% of business owners sit down today, this morning at 9 o'clock, and go, fuck, what am I going to post about today?
So,
like, I think that's just the reality of it, if they're doing social content.
So I had this inquiry, booked in a call to have a chat. That's just how I operate. I like to just have a chat.
She starts a chat, guys. Would you like a chat? Go to orangelamb.co.uk.
And basically said, yeah, this is what I'm doing. She said, it sounds great. It sounds like exactly what I need. Then what happened? Signed up.
Then what happened? That's cold traffic from LinkedIn. So you got aligned with your mission and vision, stayed in your zone of genius, stayed in your flow state. Yeah. What happens next day? You get a cold lead inquiry. Sold.
So
bang.
Then I speak to another client that I'd done a branding package with, and I said to her, this is what I'm putting together because I feel like there's people that need this offering. She's like, sign me up. So within 24 hours, I'd taken on two new clients. But what the point is, it was taking action, but also just really feeling like it's what I'm meant to do. So I've had my first session. It went really well. We've got the whole content strategy kind of mapped out for the initial, like, process.
Jokes aside, I'm listening to what you're offering the client. I'm like, well, I need that.
Yeah.
Like all small business owners who are doing social organic content need the bit that you're offering if they haven't got in-house design team.
You would be amazed. Like, the client couldn't believe how much content she had. Like, every conversation.
How much content does she have, Hayley?
Like, every conversation she has with a client, every conversation, like, she's in the tutoring space, basically. Yeah. And it's shifting how every piece of, like, every conversation, everything you do is
becomes
content.
Does that make sense? That's a mindset shift. Yeah. And that's, again, I think the biggest thing. Because when you, for some of the clients that you've worked with, and I've had this experience, when they're not that invested in making the content themselves, they don't really see the value of it.
Sorry, but then, don't worry about it.
It's not the worst thing you've done, and it probably won't be the worst thing you do for the rest of the show, quite frankly. But sometimes, like with those clients, they don't fully invest in the content. They don't fully see the value of it, which I get, especially if, like, people are busy. But then you get out what you put in.
100%.
So then, as the marketer, you end up writing for the client, but the client knows their marketplace better.
Definitely.
Because, like you say, every sales call you have, every inquiry you have, every challenge you have with a customer, every onboarding, every sort of collaboration or partnership, everything becomes content because you can then start to utilize it as a way of subconsciously and consciously seeding your expertise to the marketplace.
And what I love as well,
it's a big shift.
It's like empowering them, and that's actually something. It sounds really wafty, but it's something I am very passionate about. I've always said with my business, it's not just about doing design. It's about actually seeing that spark ignited in someone.
Guys, would you like your spark ignited? Go to orangeland.co.uk.
This really does link into action. Like, seeing this lady that I started working with, like, message me and be like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Because all of a sudden, when it can feel really overwhelming, you suddenly think, wow, there's so much. Mm. She's written a blog within the first, like, 2 days of, like, going off. And she
and
sent
she's
it
never
across.
Done that before, has
never
she?
Really done no. it. Sent it across, gave some feedback, how she can make it a bit longer, and then how you can then use the content from the blog to shatter it out, make carousels, this. And she's just like, this is amazing. And so for me, it's just about sometimes, like, there's two things. So it's action, as in taking action when you know you're going down maybe a path that doesn't feel good, doesn't feel aligned. I guarantee you will ground to a halt because you will just sit there procrastinating because you do not feel aligned.
And sometimes you don't the most dangerous thing is you don't realise that you've ground to a halt. You don't realise how slowly that you've moved.
And sometimes when you have an idea that you think, I think this could work, ask someone. Mm. Say to someone, this is a package I'm putting together. Do you think it would be of use to you? And see what the feedback is. That's literally what I did. And I got, like, my second client signed up. And it's not about, I'm not, like, just hashing something together. It's not like that. But it's like going, I've seen this. I think it's going to work. Do you know what I mean? And let's go for it. And then I've just literally have actioned it. So within like 24 hours, I took two new clients on that are going to be working with me for, like, well, at least 3 months and hopefully ongoing. But it's like I can already see the impact it has made, and it's fantastic. And
they call it an MVP, a minimal viable product. That's again, with a lot of people, and I've definitely fallen into this trap many times and probably will still because I'm fucking useless at it, spending too much time on building something before you know whether it's actually got value or people actually want to buy it.
Yeah.
Because build it and they will come is bullshit. It just doesn't work anymore. You've got to make sure you're building something. And you've done exactly that. Came up with the concept, spoke to two people about it, and two out of two people have converted into clients. Not that this is about the cash and the money side of it, but it just goes to show now you've actually got an offering where you're spending the majority of your time in the bit that you're amazing at.
Yeah.
You're not doing any of the stuff that you are okay at or good at. You're spending your time in the zone of, like, amazing.
Yeah,
and also you're doubling down on making that client get better at the bit that they need to. Because when you start to think as a marketeer, as a business owner, you need to be doing two things.
Yeah.
Selling and marketing yourself.
Yeah,
that's it. Now, you get, you know, the operation side of it, it's difficult, especially when you're small, because you have to obviously do the operations or the admin side of things to get the offering out and to give the value to the clients. But fundamentally, once you get to a certain point, it's just sales and marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way that you're operating now means that you're making them think like marketeers well in advance, which is super valuable.
Also, I have a bit of and that's the thing as well, like I'm super lucky because I come up with the offering, and because I'm a designer, do you see what I mean? I've created my slide deck. I've created like an onboarding document. So everything looks super professional, really well.
Is that luck? Have you created
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's what we were saying the other day about, you know, when we sit here in our spare time talking about work, like we always do. But we were saying between us, it's amazing how much, I'm going to say the word talent, which sounds really big headed. I don't mean like that, but the skill set we have in this room, what we can actually do ourselves is quite staggering.
But then you also get to a point where just because you can doesn't mean you should.
No. Should have been anything that we wanted.
But, but being serious, because again, like sometimes I will, and I do it as well, but I see you doing stuff, I'm like, that's not the thing you're amazing at.
Yeah.
You're good at that thing, but you're not amazing at that thing.
Yeah.
Like, so why are you spending your time doing that? And I get why. But also this goes down to the point of taking a step of action then leads to activity, and activity creates more opportunity.
Yeah.
So if you'd have never taken that step of action of doing the content package in the first place, for people, you'd never know what bits work,
and
what bits
don't
work.
And that's obviously something I'm offering, because there are people...
Guys, she's offering everything.
...that do need, like, more of the full service.
She's got you covered, guys. Just go to orangelamb.co.uk.
Do you know what?
Fuck it.
Let's move on.
Fuck you now. Haven't even done our small business. We haven't even done our review of the week. Hang on, then.
It's time for review of the week. What are the people saying? Do they like the games we're playing? Ooh.
Rapping.
Did you like that? Kind of sexy, wasn't it? So this week...
Not sexy.
Not sexy. No. I'm excited about this one, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
Another... Fucking that sound effect just goes on forever, doesn't it? Another review of the week. Shout out to Anthony Smith. This is on YouTube, isn't it?
YouTube.
Another amazing capital letters episode, and it's about time our accents get the representation it deserves. Haha. Next stop, bedtime stories and famous speeches. By accent, though, I don't mean Haley's. Bay do have. So, unfortunately, you've been mugged off there. But Anthony, if I'm right in thinking, Anthony's actually a very big deal in the podcasting space.
He?
I can't say who he is and what he works for, but if you are in the UK and you look at the top of the podcasting charts, and the reason that you've got to the top of the podcasting charts is probably because of the promotional materials that you're seeing.
Wow.
He's that guy.
Anthony, do you want to go for a coffee?
He's Bartlett's trailer guy, basically.
Why are you not allowed to say
it? Fuck it, why? That's Anthony? What he does.
Anthony.
That's what he does.
Coffee? I don't
know why. Anyway, there you go.
Thank you. I love
so
that.
So thanks
though.
Very much That's for really listening, kind. Mate. We really appreciate it. Anthony Smith there, our review of the week. If you'd like to get a shout out on the business podcast, business marriage podcast, you can do so. Just go onto Apple, Spotify, or even YouTube, leave some feedback, and we will give you a shout out.
Well, there you go. It's all about taking action.
Take action.
Take action, guys. Tell us. Talk to us. What can we do for you?
Got anything else you can do for people? Anything else you can sell them?
No.
Fine.
As we say, this isn't a sales pitch show, but it was just, I just wanted to share that. But we were invited onto a podcast last week as Business Marriage. It was like our first one.
Oh, it was, yeah.
With Jamie Nichols, and it was amazing, wasn't it?
It was.
And
he's a listener of the podcast. Shout out to Jamie Nichols. He's created his own podcast called Podcast from the Penthouse.
Love it. So we was at the penthouse. Right, and it was just cool, a really good experience. And he brought up the dreaded days that James was in that coaching business that we try not to talk about. But actually, it was really, really good because...
I've been on a right wobble since then.
We don't talk about it a lot.
We don't talk about coaching anymore.
A very successful coaching business with two guys, because it ended a little bit not great. But what we kind of realise is that even through all of that, we don't actually take the good from what came of that. And one of them was that whole taking action.
Fuck me. We were good at that.
To the point where it's like, someone said, oh, I need this. Then they created it. Mm. And then it's like, they sold it, like we're doing this event.
So let's reverse engineer this quickly, because I think it's important for people to know. So there was a business I was involved in. I'm going to call it out. It's called Champions of Mind. And for a little while, it did very, very, very well. And it was an idea that was created via a podcast. Yeah. Again, going back to the power of content, and long form content. We created this, two friends at the time who are now no longer friends. It is what it is, but they were friends at the time. They wanted to launch a podcast. Yeah. So I'd done a coaching certificate and I met these two guys. Super charismatic, super engaging, and I just like fell in love with the energy around them. I thought they were just great dudes. My moral compass was slightly switched off for 2.5 years. But that business, Champions of Mind, went from an idea on a podcast, an idea sat around a table at the Pullman Hotel having fish and chips, to becoming a podcast, to becoming best part of £1 million business in 18 months. Yeah. It fucking flew. Yeah. It flew. And because of the people who are involved in it, because of the reputation that they've now got, unfortunately, they're not very nice guys.
So we can't really talk about it.
So you can't, yeah, and there's a lot of...
Lots of stuff has happened after
I left. So I left in 2019, and then afterwards, I'd sort of managed to control the situation, or control them to a certain extent, I guess, for a little while. And then it just sort of went a bit sideways after I left. And, well, I say a bit sideways, it went really sideways.
But we don't need to go into
that. But we don't need to go into that side of it. But
the point
being is that that business... actually, for a short period of time, did really, really well.
And it could have been anything we wanted it to be. It's almost like what the lesson we learned was that building a business, like we say now, getting the foundations right is very crucial. Mm. And that might be, like, it sounds silly, like making sure you've left money in your bank to cover your VAT bill, your VAT bills, or like, you know, having money to cover your running costs, that kind of thing, like the basics of business and just like having a concrete offering. Yeah. Mm. And I think that's where you guys, I guess that never got built, did it? Foundations. No. But
on the flip side of that,
people would say they would need something.
And we just offer it.
And it'd be like, here's an event, let's do it.
The bad side, and I'm just going to explain it from my perspective here, because of the people that I was involved in it with, and because of the reputation that they've gone on to get, it's a really weird thing, because that's almost 2.5 years of my life I can't talk about.
You don't feel proud. And I don't feel proud.
But actually what we created from a standing start, because realistically, those two were the mouthpiece and I was the brains behind it. So I have to take responsibility for the fact that the best part of a £750,000 business was created by me in 18 months.
Amazing.
Fucking blew it up.
It was amazing.
Blew it up.
And also
the opportunities, the podcasts, the speaking engagements, the collaborations, the partnerships.
But I remember
I grew them, but because again, they've got a bad reputation now, I almost don't talk about it.
And also,
and you take away sorry to talk over you, but I'm trying to talk about me here and you keep talking over me. Pipe down a minute. But the point being is you kind of forget the good bit that you did during that process. And because of who they've gone on to become is bad, then the whole thing was bad.
Yeah.
But actually,
was it?
And I went the opposite way. So when I left out of business, I could have gone and created another six-figure coaching business
by myself, amazing coach, so quickly and so easily.
But I don't know. I was just like, I've just got to get away from it. But actually, and I've got to get away from everything that it stood for. But like you say, the people would say that they wanted something, we'd create it. We had a media arm called Champions of Media.
Yeah.
And that went on to become a six-figure business very, very, very quickly. Because when we were coaching people, they didn't have, this is, you know, like 2017, they didn't have websites, they didn't have branding, they didn't have videos. And we had a whole strategy around content marketing, repurposing content, et cetera, documenting the journey. So we were like, well, we need a videographer. So we had at one point, again, it was like a £4,000 offer, where we'll do your website, we'll do your filming day, we'll do your content, and then we'll coach you on how to utilize it. It just came out of nowhere. But we just, two or three people said they needed it.
Yeah,
and we fucking made it.
And it was just so...
Whereas now...
thing is, it was so fast-paced.
We had a coaching academy. We had a coaching academy.
Yeah.
So Champions of Mind, as a coaching brand, like I say, we did our first event, we did a podcast, and then the podcast, we got asked to go and give a keynote talk in South Africa. A keynote talk in South Africa was in front of like the winner of the South African Voice, and it was like the press were there, the media were there. Everyone back in the UK was like, oh, you do talks now? Yeah. We're like, fuck it, yeah, we do talks now. When did these talks?
I remember it.
We'd go
amazing.
And give these keynote talks about motivation at property rooms that had traditionally been, there'd always be like an upsell as a property strategy. And we just talked generic and general motivation. People loved it. We didn't sell to people in the room because I was like, that's the wrong way to do it. Let's sell to them after.
Yeah.
Get them to buy into us, then they'll buy from us. We would go, this is what we used to do, right? We would go to an event. We'd do a keynote talk. We'd then go say to... because everyone's expected to be sold to. Now, we've got enough to sell to you guys. Feel free to add us on social media, though. We'd love for you to connect with our content. Like, blah, blah, blah. We'd then go and sit outside in the car park. I'll never forget the first time we did it. We sat outside in the car park and people then started DMing us going, oh, this is amazing. Thanks for tonight. No worries at all. If you need any more support, do let us know. We made $2,000 sat in the car park.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And by the end of it, we were doing like $20,000 yeah. a night sat in the car park.
And that, and I remember
but that mentality
being,
that I had, yeah. I was fucking yeah. hungry and driven, but because it ended, I think it was actually quite wounded off the back of it. Yeah. I think everyone fucking around those guys ends up wounded, unfortunately. That's just the way that they are. But I, you know, taking responsibility, I was wounded, I chose to be wounded off the back of walking away from that yeah. business and stepped so far in the other direction. But actually, some of that mentality and some yeah. of that drive, because what happened in that instance there, if I'm really honest and break it down, the only time where I financially have done very well very quickly, I've gone against everything that fucking stood for.
Yeah.
Now, yes, in retrospect, you go, right, well, you weren't managing the money properly because of the bully boy tactics yeah. they deployed, blah, 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 all the rest of it. Okay, fine. But there was good
stuff that was
take
working,
the good and get rid of the yeah. bad. But it's, yeah.
Sort of like gone the other way, sort of like yeah. doing all the foundations and then not taking enough yeah. on the action. And I remember, and that's the thing, it's weird. I think maybe we've almost like, maybe we had to bring this up again today. So I know we have spoke about it a few times, but it is almost like part of our journey. I think a massive realisation that you've never really been able to speak about it. And I remember being at those events, and it wasn't about just taking people's money. Like, those people, you change people's lives. Like, yeah. I remember the transformations of people going through like your coaching
yeah, yeah.
and your program. And it, and you know, that was just unfortunately a business where lots of different factors, I think maybe it was always going to end that way. Do you know what
oh,
I mean?
100%. I used to say to you all the
but
time,
but what we
I?
Don't do enough is go, actually, like, take personalities and things, whatever's gone on after, to one side. Actually, there's a lot of good that can be taken from that.
Yeah.
And that's what I think last weekend, I think I got up on a Saturday, didn't I? And I was just like, I'm not having it anymore. Yeah. Like, let's just get, like, this is ridiculous. We just got to keep taking action. And I was talking to a client the other day, and I was like, so many people, when they're, you know, maybe, I don't know, they want to, they've got more services to offer, or they're not making as much money as they want, etc. Start looking at the big stuff. Mm. You know, what can they do? But actually look back to basics, because I bet there's so much stuff there that you're not even doing properly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like putting yourself on social media, like making sure you're, like your little, we would like doing yeah. a LinkedIn training, yeah. Learning about LinkedIn. And it's like, you know, maybe shout out to Leah Turner. I'm going to shout out Leah Turner. Amazing. But
brilliant
but,
coach. Hilarious.
But if you're not, you know what I mean? If everything that you've got out there is not perfect, or is not like holding your business in the best yeah. light, like, go back to basics.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
don't
the big
try and
stuff,
go wider. Like,
yeah,
go,
yeah, yeah.
go deeper.
Go. Oh, don't go wider. Go deeper. On
it's
that note,
motto.
Let's change.
On that
vibe.
Note, go on.
Talking about action, right? So we had had a message from a lady called Mandy DeBoer that we used to work overseas
Mandy
with.
Mandy
Moo! And she sent us an article from the Mail Online, and it cracked me up. So it's talking about action. Guess what this is about?
Go on.
So basically, the title is, can putting sex in the diary twice a week reinvigorate your marriage?
I'm in. Count me in. I'm in.
We challenged a couple with 3 children to test Mariella Fostrop's theory with earth moving results.
Mariella so Fostrop, isn't she like the posh, really sexy sounding journalist lady
yeah,
who's on Times Radio? Hello, it's me,
so
Mariella Fostrop.
A married couple, Kelly and Lim, basically decided that...
Kelly and Limp?
Liam.
Oh, Liam. I thought you said Kelly and Limp, but it was after twice a week. Good, Liam, son, good, son, good, son.
So they basically set themselves a challenge where they had to put sex in their diary twice a week. So they had to sit down and be like, right, when are you free? When are we free? Which sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? But as she goes on, it's actually...
Go on, what happened? What
wow,
happened,
so,
though?
Basically, it starts off, Kelly and Liam. So this is written by Kelly. She says, we've been together for almost 2 decades and our sex life has hit a rocky patch.
Shit.
Mr. and Mrs. Average, 40-something, are having sex once a week, according to a recent YouGov study. Liam and I are doing it once or twice a month, if that. Which is why we've decided to take part in a radical experiment designed to boost intimacy, revive our flagging sex life, and hopefully form new habits for the long term. What can I say? It's brilliant. Though I had been worrying about having to perform at a set time, the fact I knew this moment was coming...
Perform? What the fuck was she doing? Kelly sounds wonderful. Good, Kelly.
Oh, perform at a set time. The fact I knew this moment was coming means I had found myself visualising our sexual encounter throughout the day rather than being occupied with other duller things. I mean,
so what, it works because you're now not only you're having it twice a week, but you're thinking about
like,
it.
Oh, I'm going to have it. It dawns on me that the anticipation of our planned rendezvous has warmed me up before we've even begun. I hate that phrase.
Okay.
In fact, things go so well that the following morning we have an extra unscheduled session.
Wow, we were.
James, you're like, this is it.
This is the
this
one.
This is what I need.
This is the one.
And this is just another, I mean, it's a very long article, but I just picked this one out. Liam unexpectedly comes home early from work.
No, come and on, yes, Liam, you saucy motherfucker.
We absolutely take advantage of the chance to do it before Liam. The school pickup. God, it's so romantic.
Pre 3pm.
I know.
Pre Jaffa cake time. Go on, Liam, shove it right up there.
We know. Shove it right up there, you kidding me? We know right away that it will have to be fast. Not a problem. It was a bit of a challenge and a
You're talking
experience.
My language now, Liam and Kelly. Don't worry about that.
It was a bit of a challenge Annika experience. Used to love challenge Annika, side note. But all the more exciting for it. This feels very out of character.
Whatever happened to challenge Annika?
I don't know. I think she just probably got
bored of being challenged.
Bored of just getting in that helicopter.
Fair enough.
Before I'd have talked myself out of it, telling myself there wasn't time, I wasn't feeling sexy, didn't have the right underwear on. I mean, I'd be fucked, wouldn't I, if we're going on that.
Or not.
Oh, no. You would, though, wouldn't you? But this experience is teaching me that you can't take yourself too seriously. Life is always a little crazy with three children, two parents working full time, but nothing, not work, bills, pets or children, truly gets in the way of sex if you're prepared to make the effort. I notice Liam is in a better mood and he says I am too.
Now, there we go.
What do you reckon, James?
Well, we're talking about taking action, aren't we? You want to put it in the diary?
I don't know. It feels a bit cringe, doesn't it?
I'll put it in the diary. I'll put it in the diary all day, every day.
You put it in.
All day.
You're making that sound weird. Like, I'll put it in a diary. Talking about putting it in things. Got to share this. Got to share this. On this note, action. We're discussed whether we're going to put this into the diary. Do you think two times? You'd be happy then? Would you stop being moaning?
Right. I'm not sure I would, but I thought at one point, I read that article, I went, that's a bit much, but I was thinking it was two times a day. And then I was like, well, two times a week? Fucking hell, of course you can find the time for doing that. Surely. Like, if you can't find two times for it per week, then your shit is broken.
We've not even sat down two times this week, so.
I know, but I'm not in a rush to get home from work. If you said to me, like, that's on the table.
Okay, we're scheduling.
That's on the table.
What are you doing that? It's not like I'm stopping out. Oh my God, like a bit of kebab, mate, just like flopping out on the table. What are you talking about flopping out?
But if...
Are you talking you're flopping out?
I actually did, out. Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, what I was going to say is when you were saying about whatever, putting in the diary. I was recommended to watch a new Netflix series called Obsession.
Oh my God. I keep hearing it being advertised everywhere.
I am so up for any... I love those kind of, like, thriller dramas. And, you know...
Actually, think about it. A lot of your favourite programmes have got a bit of, like, really, like, moderate, like, porn vibes about it.
Oh, my God. There's one programme I watch called Sex Life that has got moderate porn.
No, Obsession. Why did you start watching that? There's that one where there was the people in Spain who just kept bonking all the time. What was that? There was the one where she was like going out with the chef, and then the chef was going out with her mate, but she was still bonking him. There was the BBC series where that weird, slightly older lawyer was getting knobbed down the alley. You love that one as well.
I feel like...
Anyway, you basically like soft porn. You like the idea of sex, but not the action of sex.
Right, okay, well, that's gone somewhere I wasn't expecting. Anyway, this show, Obsession... I've heard really good reviews, but I found it the most unsexy thing. So I wish I had an Olive here. So basically, the father starts having an affair with his son's girlfriend. She's obviously a bit stalkery, but then he becomes a bit stalkery. But they meet.
But you're making this sound better than it is.
They meet in this work event where there's all these
So they're fucking Houses of Parliament.
They're at the bar. They've just met.
For the first time ever.
And then he gets an olive.
She does.
She gets an olive. No, he does. He gets an olive and just puts it in her mouth. And I was
she asked him to.
In what fucking world would you just meet someone who is the father of your boyfriend and then without any conversation...
Imagine back in the day, my dad...
Just put an olive in someone's
mouth. Hello, Hayley, nice to meet you. Here's an olive. And just shoved it in your mouth.
Why the fuck are you putting an olive in my mouth?
Chill out, peghead. Don't be putting an olive in my mouth.
It was just so weird. And then anyway, they start having this sexual relationship. But
it's about as sexy as putting your dick in a blender.
But then, there's this one scene... Don't watch it, I'm telling you. But there's one scene where she goes to Paris this with his son, and he follows her, and then they leave because she freaks out because he's followed, and then he checks into the hotel room,
to the same room,
just checked out of, and then basically there's a whole scene of him lying on the bed, like sniffing the pillow so he can smell it, and then he just starts like humping the bed, like the pillow, but it's just really weird.
Like, yeah, like self pleasuring himself. Like, I'm like,
it's like he's having a bit of a, like a, it's like. Not a fit, but it's just weird.
It just wasn't sexy at all.
Yeah. So if you like Obsession, tell me what you like about it, because I've watched 2.5 episodes and I'm like, I don't think I've
I was furious. Right? I was like, that is the shittest thing we've watched in a long time. I was like, I can't believe you maybe watched an episode. You went, you actually watched two, because when you went out to make a cup of tea, the next episode started.
So it's only half an hour long. Anyway, sex twice a week. Obsession is shit. There you go. Moving on.
Right. What are we going to do now?
We're small bit.
Oh, yes. It's time for this. Oh, hello. My jingles are off today. Time for the small business shout-out. I have used these guys very recently, and I'm a big, big fan. Small business. Boop, boop, boop. Today's small business shout-out goes out to Click. Not spelt like the normal way.
Like you
spelt
said, that was really nice.
Click. Today's small business shout-out goes out to Click. But not spelt the normal way. K-L-Y-K. HelloClick.com is where you can go and find them. They basically, they're recycled tech. Well, that's how they frame it. They're a B Corp certified recycler of tech. And I actually met these guys at the business show. They came over to our stand and we actually did a podcast with their founder, Asad. He's a really nice fella. And I got chatting to him. Anyway, I was really interested by what they do, because I thought, well, recycle tech, do they take things that don't work anymore and like fix it? But actually, no, that's not just what they do. I think they do a little bit of that as well. But basically, there's a huge and huge, huge amount of tech waste, because you get to the end of the life of, I mean, we've got 3 laptops sat in the office. So basically, and we've gone out and bought brand new equipment, right? But you think about the materials that got into that, like the glass, the chips, the plastic and all that stuff. And that would just sit in there for 2 or 3 years. We'll wipe it and then we'll probably throw them in the bin, or the kids will play with them as toys or whatever it may be. Just, like, that's the reality of most of the time. So these guys, basically, I think they buy old equipment, whether it be and they refurbish it back to new. So they're kind of like a tech company that like gives you great equipment. But anyway, so I needed 2 new... So in the office, we needed some more powerful computers, because we started to do more video stuff. And the ones that we've got were not really fit for purpose. So we had to go out and buy these, like, fucking studio-grade bloody Macs. And when I looked at it, I'm like, right, I need 2 of them. How much are they? Oh, they're just £4,000 each.
Yes.
£4,000 each. And then if you want the upgraded one, it's £6,000. So I'm thinking, I need 2 of these. I'm in it for £12,000. I'm thinking, well, fuck that. I'm not paying £12,000. I've not got £12,000. I'm not going to give Apple £12,000. Yeah. This is ridiculous. And then I remember my pals at Click. So I messaged Asad. And this is what's brilliant about them, right? Because imagine if you like emailed someone at Apple, like, you're probably not going to get a response.
No.
I emailed Asad and said, hey, mate, haven't spoken to you since the business show. Hope all is going well. I am looking for 2 Mac Studios, they're called, just like these little Mac things. Do you stock these? I can't see it on your website. Within about 5 minutes later, he comes back. He says, no, we don't do the studios, but we've got the iMac, which have got even better processors and blah, blah, blah.
Asad.
So I said... to Paul, who I work alongside, I was like, do these things do what Asad's telling me they do? He said, yeah, they're absolutely banging. He said, but they're really expensive. So I go back to Asad, I said, these sound great. How much are they? So these are brand new, out of the box, but I think it's called overstock.
Yeah.
So Apple have basically made too many of these, so they sell them on to resellers when they're bringing out new models. They don't want the old models in the stores. So these machines, right, which were £4,000 a machine, guess how much I paid for it? Guess. You
and tenner.
Exactly. I've got 2 Macs for £20.
Don't you hate them when people do that?
Fucking arseholes. £1,800.
That is actually...
So it's less than half price, brand new, out the box, and because I bought it through Asad and HelloClick, I get an extended 1-year warranty directly through them.
What?
So I've saved money, saved the environment, and now I can save content.
Molly!
Fucking unbelievable.
HelloClick.com.
HelloClick.com. Genuinely brilliant. That is actually a really, really genuinely great service.
I love it.
So, yes.
I do love that, though.
Because I didn't get it. When he said about recycling, I was like, oh, they must just take old stuff. And not... But I didn't fully get that.
Yeah, but actually, there's loads of technology waste, isn't there?
Like phones and all sorts of stuff. But like, the amount of computers that they've got,
I know my niece had to buy a new laptop because it was more expensive for her to fix her Mac. yeah. than to just go and buy a new one.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
But there you go. HelloClick.com. Go and check out the guys. If you do check go and use them, then let them know that Business Marriages sent
yeah.
you. Let
yeah.
Asad and the team there. I think it's only like 10 of them. They're quite a small team. Really, really nice guys. And not only, I saved, I think it was 900 cubic meters of carbon.
Wow.
I've got no idea amazing. What any of those things means. But he's like, hey, mate, you've saved this amount of carbon. It. I was like, brilliant. I just care. I saved 2.5 grand. So there you go. Anyway, time for a bit of this. Oh, have you been a mug? Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Oh, oh, have you been a mug? Right,
we're
so this week.
We're not doing the seal.
Oh, sorry.
Anymore.
This.
Sea lion or whatever it is.
Seal's an underrated singer. Do you not think?
What? I'm talking about the animal.
I know, but I'm thinking the singer. Do you not think
this? We're never going to survive unless.
You fucking ruined that for me then. Anyway,
get
this
a
week's.
Crazy.
Stop. This week's mug of the week.
This week's.
Goes to two people who are actually going to get a mug.
Really?
Oh, sorry again, breaking the bank at 13 quid a fucking mug.
That's like 25 quid. Bloody hell.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's actually 26, it gets worse. So this week's mug hasn't admitted or owned up, probably doesn't even know this thing exists, but his wife does. So this week we had a message from Charlotte Shipman.
Yeah.
Charlotte Shipman, who's had a shout out on the podcast before, by
she
the way.
She has. And basically she wrote in to say, I feel like I deserve a mug because basically all I want to say is that my husband is an absolute mug.
Now, normally...
we'd be like, that's not good
There's
enough.
Rules and regulations to who's a mug. You know, that isn't good enough. It's not specific enough. There's not an incident. There's not, you know, one specific example. There's no proof of the muggy behaviour. But I know Ashley Shipman very, very well. You know Ashley Shipman quite well. And it's what now? It's 10:30 at the time of recording. I've run out of battery on my phone. On my watch. Quarter past 10. Definitely by this point of the day, Ashley's done at least a dozen muggy things.
Amazing.
He's just one of them people.
Yeah.
Accidentally, he's probably been driving around without his seatbelt on, smoking fags.
Mug.
You know, on upsetting all of his staff. He definitely would have done it. So, Charlotte, we wouldn't normally do this.
You're both getting a mug.
You're both going to get a mug. Who's a mug? Who's a mug? Ashley's being a mug. There you go. So, Ash...
even, also,
I'm going to just send it to their house and I'm just going to see if Ash even reacts to it. He won't even notice that we've got new stuff in the
gaff.
Also,
you might notice if you follow us on our Instagram at Business Marriage Pod that people are sending in their pictures using
their
mugs.
They are.
Cup of teas. So we love that. So please keep sharing your pictures.
And you can get in touch with us via hello@businessmarriagepod.com or you can message us on Instagram at businessmarriagepod.
Even better.
Voice note us.
Voice note us on
Instagram. Send us a voice note on Instagram.
Tell us
something
you've done that you think that was a bit muggy, or maybe it's someone else that you just want to nominate. And we want to hear from you. You can win a mug.
Right, okay, you've got a challenge for me, haven't you? Like an acronym challenge.
Put it
you ready?
On.
Talk about taking action.
I love this theme
song. It's the best, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
Reminds me of Saturday afternoons in the 80s. By the way, if you're too young, like Ash and Charlotte won't know this one. This is the 18.
Yeah,
this is the 18. Who's your favourite character from 18?
Don't know.
B.A. Baracus, of course it was.
I just think of the film version and Bradley Cooper, but
there you go. Soft porn for you again.
You're making me sound like I'm into soft porn. I mean, who doesn't like a bit of romantic, you know, sexual encounters? Anyway. So, A-team, for action. This probably is going to be really unfun, but I thought to myself, I wrote the word action and I thought, I know. Things that help you take action. So I've written down a word, or it could be a sentence, next to each letter. So we've got action. So think of an acronym, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to, by the power of some form of articulate charades, get you to basically work out what I've written down on this piece of paper. So we're going to go through A-C-T-I-O-N, and I'm going to give you clues, and it's going to be either a word or a terminology that is all about things that help you take action.
Okay, so I've got to guess it.
You've basically got to guess
You're going to charades it with your voice.
I'm going to articulate, charade it, whatever. Okay. So I reckon we're going to need 2 minutes, but we could try a minute. What do you think?
I've got a timer.
But I'm
going
to have that music off in the background because it's... Okay, so...
Are you ready, though?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Three, two, one. 2 minute timer, go.
Okay, so this A, something that someone helps you stay on track with something.
A calendar.
No. Someone, it might be a partner, someone who checks in with you to see if
accountability.
Yes, C.
Oh, hang on, I've not got the jingle. Okay, fine, carry on.
Something you say, you know, like when you're teenagers giving it.
I could do it.
You might say they've got an...
Cocky attitude.
Not cocky, but just...
They're an absolute...
No.
to believe that. I'll get the team to believe that. I didn't expect to fully say it.
Stop.
I said the word. No, it's fine. Carry on. Carry on.
A naughty word. We're going to cut that out.
Sarah, okay. Carry on.
So, attitude. So, what we might say, it's not a can't do, it's a...
Can do. Can do attitude.
Yes.
Okay.
Next one, T.
T.
So,
tit.
You know when they say you just do not two...
Tick things, a box.
Not two things. What's less... What's two minus one?
One.
Yes. And they're not running, but...
Jog.
What do you do when you walk? What do you take?
Steps. One step at a time.
Yes! Okay. When you get a lighter, what might you do?
Ignite.
Yes. And then something you see on a board with all of your
notice.
Pictures. Something that's notification. Making you feel inspired.
What?
Something that makes you feel
what
inspired.
What letter are we on?
We're still doing I. Ignite.
Oh, ignite.
It's something you put on a board with like
ignite
pictures.
Vision.
Yes,
ignite your vision.
Vision. Okay, this is something that belongs to you. What do you say if something
ownership.
Belongs to
ownership? Own.
So something that you like something you write down. A course that you take is also known as something you're responsible for. Responsible for thinking.
Own mindset.
No. Own your...
What the fuck? I don't know.
Begins with D.
Own your dick. Own your decisions.
Yes! Last one. Okay. Begins with N.
Oh, my God. We've actually gone past the two-minute timer. This is ridiculously difficult.
Yeah, because you swore and then we sat there for half a minute. Okay. Opposite of always.
Never.
Yes.
Give up.
No. Opposite of win.
Never, never, never. Never lose.
Yes. What you wear to see.
Glasses.
Why do you need them?
Vision.
For your...
Never lose vision. Never lose... Never lose sight.
Of your...
Dreams!
Yeah!
Never lose sight of your dreams, everybody. Fantastic. Let's play all the jingles. Yeah! I'm actually still mega confused at what's just happened there.
Put the A-team back on.
Okay. Did that go as you
Basically,
wanted it to go?
Things that help you take action.
Okay.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Having someone, whether it's someone that can help you.
Yeah.
Or just having a list that you follow.
Oh, you're summarising.
And
okay,
you
sorry.
Can check in with.
Yes.
Can do attitude.
Can you do it? You can if you
Stop
believe you can.
Stop telling yourself you can't do it.
You big canter.
Stop telling yourself that you're shit because you're not.
Stop canting all over
can
yourself, you
can't. Can do attitude. Take one step at a time. Don't try to do everything at
no.
once.
No.
One time, one thing at a time. Ignite a vision. If you don't know why you're doing it, you're not going to do it. To take action, you need to have a vision. Own your decisions,
guys.
Okay? Feel in control. Make sure that they're aligned to you and never lose sight of your dreams. They may change and that's fine, but just always know what you're doing it for.
Mic drop moment. Guys, listening at home, dear listener, dear friend, what the fucking dear God was that? But give her a round of applause. Quiz queen.
Do you know what, right? We always try to have a special Hayley. Segment. Sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
Well, maybe my head was in the wrong space for that.
Yeah.
As soon as I said the naughty word, which we'll definitely
just
bleep out,
threw.
I just completely ruined it. So I'm sorry about that.
Okay, well, we need to come to the end of this. But
I think
we have to bring up the fact that
oh, yeah.
in a few days' time, we're going to see something that we've never seen before.
Our gracious King, long live our noble King. Did you like that?
No. Why did you harmonise like
sing.
That?
Why would you not?
We smashed it. Why did you go with that?
Because it was a nice
so
harmony.
Off key.
Why was it off key? Let's try again. Come on. I'm going high, obviously.
Always goes high.
Oh, press the wrong button, sorry. God save our gracious King, long live our noble King. That was not the tune, was it? Yeah, but it's the tune
anyway,
underpinning it. It's the bass line.
James always ruins the harmony because he just goes way too high. Anyway, as you know, it is, whether you're into the royal family or not, it is something that we have never seen before. We are going to see the king getting crowned, the king's coronation on Saturday. We are quite excited next Saturday. Although Louis has got a birthday party at the same time, but that's
right
fine.
In the fucking middle of it.
So one of us is watching.
As the crown goes on his head, Louis will be shitting himself up a climbing wall.
Yeah, I can imagine getting there and be like, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I'll be like, you're fucking doing it. The king's being crowned, motherfucker.
But yeah, how amazing. So I'm sure everyone's going to be celebrating in their own way. I'm super excited. But we were saying, imagine. To finish off this episode, taking action, imagine if you were crowned.
This is one of the best songs of all time, by the way.
It's amazing.
Just enjoy this for a second.
Well, you're ruining it. You said, let's just enjoy it for a second, and then you're ruining it.
Land of hope and glory.
I think you need to go and punch.
Yeah, I need to go.
Punch bag.
Yeah.
Punch bag. I've got to go to the office in a minute.
Everyone cuts me up on A13. I'm just might punch
energy.
Another driver.
So we thought, why not finish this section by saying, if you were crowned king or queen, what three actions would you take to begin with? What would be your first three actions if you were crowned king?
Step number one, I think I would look at the financial fiscal situation and I would say, do you know what, guys? This is complete and utter dog shit. Let's get fucking real and let's get actually making things that have got a tangible value. Let's get to being a productive country.
Yes.
And let's get back to making Britain great again.
Yeah.
Have I become Trump?
I love it.
But when you actually look at the financial situation, these are the people that control the world. Yeah. It's fucking nonsense. There's no it's numbers on a screen, people passing it around. The whole stock exchange is complete horseshit.
Yeah.
Someone owns a bunch of this nothingness. They sell it to some other fucking arsehole who's got some other nothingness for a different amount of money, and that's how it all works.
Yep.
And effectively, the little people that are left behind get left behind. So that's the first thing. As king of this country, I would change the fiscal situation. The next thing that I would change is that I would change silly laws. So, like, for example, like if someone's done something really bad but then they can get off like a technicality,
yeah,
I'd get rid of that shit.
Yeah.
And if and if needs be, I wouldn't bring back capital punishment, I wouldn't kill people, but I'd like make shit like really tough. If you've done arsehole things, you get arsehole behaviour.
Okay.
Fucking right. So that's point number two. And the third thing that I would do as king is that I would instil that every person for their first car should only have a Nova SR, because that is a good standing in driving. Glory! What would you do as king, as queen?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd just be like, yeah, I don't know. What would I do? No, what would I do? I would sort out the educational system.
Oh, here she goes.
I would make it compulsory that they actually teach things in school that are of the modern age.
Yes, I like it.
In a world where our children can ask Alexa pretty much anything, teaching them more life skills, things that equip them to... Hello, Alexa.
She's back in the background.
Things that equip them to go out into the real world. Yes. And, yeah. Be their own people.
Queen Hayley.
I would get rid of most of the people in government. I don't think I've got that control, but I would somehow see if we can actually have people in government that are a mixture.
Good idea.
Of people that are actually like have real life experience of what's going on in the world. And
so the education minister should be someone who's been in education.
Yeah.
And the finance minister should be someone who's been in financing. And the health minister should not be fucking unhealthy.
Like,
yes. Yeah. I like it. Real people, real jobs for real people, real Britain.
I think
we turn into the EDL.
Yeah, I think I would just install almost like, yeah, just like more coming togetherness, supportedness, making people more aligned with the life that they want to lead. You know, imagine if children, rather than just being told to go to university and college, they're actually told, actually, if you've got this great idea of a business, this is how you could do that. This is some funding that you could get potentially to start a business.
You could do anything.
This is some skills that you can learn to help you run your business. This is how you financially would work out to run your business. So we basically become a nation where we empower ourselves from a young age up.
Queen Hayley, everybody. Queen Hayley.
I'd also eat a lot of scones.
Of course you
and sandwiches.
Why would you
do
tea,
that? Cream tea. Afternoon tea.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys. Thank you for tuning in today. This has been our Taking Action special. Wherever you are around the world, and if you listen to this in about a year's time after the coronation, this has been completely irrelevant, this last section. But hopefully you can take something for it, from it. Don't forget, you can do anything you set your mind to. You've just got to take that level of action. Give yourself that level of self-belief. Have that vision. Hold yourself to account. And take daily steps. So I'm just trying to long this out until the end of it. Thank bloody God for that. There you go. That's the end of the podcast, everybody.
I feel like I need a drink. I don't even drink.
Do you know what? I thought yesterday, I was like, I might have a beer. I haven't drunk for 3.5 years.
Don't
I feel like
it.
I might have a beer.
Don't need James.
Frank,
don't
the tank's coming yet. Back,
drunk,
baby.
Drunk James does not need to come back.
Anyway, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please do feel free to let us know. Whether you listen on Apple, Spotify, or you watch this brilliant podcast on YouTube, give it a thumbs up, give it a like, give it a follow, give it a subscribe. Whatever you can give it, give it. Give it. And yeah, we appreciate you being here as always.
We love you.
Please make sure you go through to click the link in the show notes. You can find out more information about how you can get in touch with us. You can give us your small business shout outs. You can give us your mugs of the week. Go to our Instagram page, leave us a voice note there, and yeah, you can get involved with the show, because this show only really works if you guys get involved in it. We only make it for you guys. Thank you for the lovely feedback that we get all week, long after an episode goes live. We really do appreciate it. We'll be back on another episode of the Business Marriage Podcast, but for now, for me, James Burton, from her,
Hayley Appleyvert.
Why do you always have like a gap then? You know what's coming, for God's sake. Anyway, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
This show is a Phonic Media production.